Welcome back to Pop Culture Failure, where we watch a show from our youth to see how it stands up. I'm Sky.
I'm Jake.
And we're watching Ninja Turtles in the Next Mutation, episode number 21.
Yes, like brothers. You sighed a record amount of sighs already.
And we've just begun.
So
you remember all the episodes we watched up to this point?
I do.
Okay, good. Because we're going to get some highlights, question mark, of the series so far.
It's a clip show!
Yay!
There are 20 episodes before this, and it's a clip show of 20 episodes.
Uh-huh.
Sky refuses to edit together a clip show of our show.
I don't have the time.
Because he's an asshole.
And
you have nothing but time.
That is not true. I have to work sometimes.
Tomorrow! Instead of recording this, edit some stuff together. it's a clip show.
Mm-hmm. Guess what the catalyst is?
It's Leo and Raph. Remember you remember last time you were like, I'm pretty sure that's a typo when it said Donnie and Raph.
Yeah.
So whoever's
has it correct. The Netflix has it incorrect.
So whoever's typing up the Netflix things did not give a single fuck.
Much like the writers of the show who are like, you know what? I'm just not today. It's clip show.
I don't like
why Raph and Leo are angry at each other.
I know clip shows, and I know this from the commentaries on The Simpsons on their DVDs. Clip shows were from before DVDs were a thing. So you'd show a clip show for people who hadn't seen those episodes. But I don't think you did it in season one.
Because like, there's a certain number of episodes you have to hit to be in syndication. And I'm sure that this show was originally slated to hit that many.
Right.
And then didn't do great, as we know.
26 is not that number.
No, it's around 46, I believe.
Mm.
At least at this time. And it's a weird choice to make. I mean, maybe they had already been canceled at this point in production. And like, well,
it's hard to say.
Clip show, that'll work.
I doubt it, because I think they just filmed them all straight through. And then, so.
You can't hear it, but I shrugged.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
We just don't know. Why would you have a clip show is episode 20?
21.
Oh, 21. I'm sorry. I guess we tell you what we've already told you.
Yeah, I'm not super sure how we're going to talk about this. We'll just be pissed off for a minute. Probably be a short one, because we've already done this. And if you've been with us this whole time, you also already know this stuff. So thanks,
Just go now.
All right. And
Raph and Leo are mad at each other. Then they get over it. The end.
They fight a bunch in a bunch of different ways. And then they get over it. The end.
The end.
There's also a bunch of clips of them arguing and not really ever getting along.
Yeah. Some of them are really, truly uninteresting clips. I guess we'll recount them as they happen.
And away we go.
So it's New York City.
Still. And Leo and Raph are sparring at this point. They're still already fighting while Michelangelo is waving at a watermelon.
I mean, this one is very sexual tension heavy between these two. So we've got that going for us.
Yeah. And Leonardo's the first one to pull a weapon.
At no point in this, I thought maybe Splinter would come out and be like, all right, hoped he would come out and be like, stop it, Venus is now in charge since you two are assholes and cannot handle this.
Yeah, that would have been better than what we get here, because Venus is the only one who is continually saying, hey, stop being dicks, stop this. Stop. Yeah. Just stop, please.
Just stop it. Because at first I was like, oh, put Donatello in charge. But then I remembered all of the poor decisions that he's made and all the mistakes that have happened because of him. So he's a bad choice. Obviously, Michelangelo is a poor choice. So you have to go with the new kid.
Yeah, because if you have to say, stop eating garbage to your leader, you chose incorrectly.
Right? Because that's exactly what Michelangelo is doing right now. He's going to put one of Venus's crazy balls in his
into
milkshake.
A smoothie? Some sort of blue smoothie? Because reasons? I don't... What does that one even do? There's no way to know. Maybe it's the slime one. He likes slime because he's gross. And Donatello wanders in, and everybody's still... Yeah, they've been fighting all day. I don't know why.
Because,
we'll never talk about it.
Because there's so much fighting in the sewer in this one, though, you do get to see how filthy the floor is. There's just garbage on the floor.
Yeah. And then, like, Raphael just starts saying some really hurtful things to Leonardo, like, you're incompetent, you're weak. I mean, nothing incorrect, because he is a very ineffective leader.
Right, but I don't tell you that, even though you are.
Like, he says that we only let you pretend to be leader because we feel sorry for you. At which point Leonardo tosses his sword and cuts the watermelon in half somehow.
And then Michelangelo is concerned about his pineapple.
And then Raph turns his back on Leo, and Leonardo goes to kick him in the back, kind of. But Raph turns around in time to get kicked in the front. And
this episode is more slow motion than any other episode. Maybe all the other episodes combined.
Maybe.
So he kicks Raph, and then it's...
Raph goes a-flying.
It's time for the titles. Mm-hmm. Just the apathy in this episode.
Well, I mean, what can we do here? We're trying as hard as they did.
And then there's just a bunch of clips from things we've said.
Mm-hmm. There's as many clips as there are in the opening credits sequence. That's how frequently this happens. But evidently, Raphael got relatively injured when he got kicked across the room, and Michelangelo ran out for ice.
He says they didn't have any ice. So that means he went to a store?
I guess. And stole a bunch of frozen foods?
Yes.
Also, they have a freezer, I'm pretty sure. Maybe he left it open.
Yeah, because he literally goes to put the frozen foods that he didn't give to them into the freezer.
Awesome. All the while, Raphael has his leg kicked up, and then Leo walks by saying, "Oh, that looks painful," while Venus is tying like some frozen peas to his thigh.
He got kicked in the chest, though.
Yep, and then he went flying backwards. I don't know how he hurt that leg.
Just trick knee.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Old football injury.
So, oh, and then the remembering starts.
Raph gets up and wants to fight Leonardo still because he's angry. They remember back to the first scene we ever got where they fight in silhouette.
Yeah, which is way more romantic now that we know their relationship.
"I don't even know you anymore," is the line it ends on.
Oh, and every remembering ends in slow motion in sepia tone. Single one of them.
That's how you know we're going back to the present.
Obviously.
And Raphael pulls up a straight Zach Braff in Scrubs where he looks off to the side and touches his chin and thinks about something that happened in the past.
Yeah, this is like a very bad episode of Scrubs.
Yeah, but instead of like stupid imaginings, it's memories from angles that they shouldn't be remembering from. Almost as though it's a clip show.
The motorcycle features in a lot of the memories.
Sure does. So yeah, we get the whole thing from the first episode where Splinter comes over and saves Raph because Raph was angry, or he got the angries and drove off because he needed to work them out.
Overall, I think we end up with the first, like, all the foot stuff within this episode.
Yeah.
It's mostly just memories of Leonardo yelling at Raphael.
Yeah, and Raph being a dick.
All right, I think that sums it up.
Yeah, pretty much. Leonardo yells at Raph for being a hothead and going off on his own and shit. Raphael's like, "Well, you do it sometimes too. Remember this time?" And it's when Silver kept calling him greenie and he got mad. Those are different things, Raphael.
I mean, Leo calls him on that. He says, "I didn't go off on my own. Yeah. I haven't proven anything to you." And so, then Donnie and Mikey start taking sides.
Michelangelo's on Raph, Donatello on Leonardo, and Venus is still just like, "Hey, would you assholes please stop this? I want to go do something interesting. How about that?"
Right.
Why doesn't she just magic them into not being angry anymore? Or kill them both?
Yeah, just like freeze them in something. Freeze all four of them into something. Just enjoy, clean up, enjoy the space, hang out with your rat friend.
Yeah, just dangle them from the ceiling again.
Yeah, we know she can beat them.
Easily. In seconds. It's not like they've learned anything from her. Right. They keep scoffing at all of her shit.
Well, I mean, this episode proves that they haven't learned anything because they keep showing arguments between Raph and Leo and where they make up at the end. And then here they are arguing about it again.
Well, apparently it's the only story you can tell. Ugh. And then they think back to the point where Raphael, quote unquote, led the foot back, even though, if you remember our episode, that's not how that went down. Like, this was several hours later from when Michelangelo had led the foot back. But we get that stupid... We get so much of that stupid fight scene that's still cut to death and don't really know where anybody is or what's happening.
I'd like to go back, listen to us, and just see how confused and amazed we were instead of apathetic and tired like we are now.
Well, it was Labor Day weekend. We had a big weekend.
It's true. I saw a polka band. It was awful.
Hey, Brianne listens to this.
Well, I told her to her face it was awful.
I'm sure it was fine.
No, it was loud.
I'm sure. Yeah.
Very loud.
That's how polka's played. maximum volume.
Turns out the only polka I was actually familiar with was Weird Al, and I don't think that's real polka. Not I mean, even, it's polka influenced.
Not even the Family Matters polka, where Steve Urkel would play polka and then not dance polka.
Why do you know so much about Family Matters?
It's a good show.
I don't think I've ever seen you watch it.
It's not on ever. And also, it stopped being good at some point. At one point, there were two Steves. Like, there's a cloning machine, and we're not going to, you know, fuck it. We're not going to talk about this episode anymore. There was, he made a cloning machine for a contest, and then there were just two Steves, and then they decided.
But one was Suave, right?
Well, yeah, because one of them decided to be Steve, Stefan Urkel, and the others decided to be Steve. That way, he could date Maxine and Laura.
Yeah, duh.
But then eventually, Laura fell in love with regular Steve.
Oh, no.
I think. I don't know. It's been a bit. I kind of stopped watching at that point.
When did you. When did you watch all of this? Family Matters.
As it came out. TGIF.
You remember all of it that vividly?
Yes.
You have a weird memory.
Yeah. Nothing important stays in there, but I can tell you a lot of detail about stupid things.
I hate you. What did you do Family Matters next?
That one, I wouldn't say was a failure.
No.
It was quite popular.
For a really long time, yeah. You want to do a different podcast about Family Matters?
Or we just watch Family Matters?
Yeah.
I'm a little.
I mean, there's no two better people to talk about the struggle of a black family in the early 90s than two white dudes in the late teen 2000s. Like 2000s.
We're Chicago adjacent, we know.
That's true, I know exactly what it's like to be a cop in Chicago in the early 90s.
There was an episode where Steven went along for some reason and they got trapped in a train car with a bunch of cows.
I remember that one. Does Carl get shot at some point? Shot at?
Probably. I mean, Chicago.
Yeah. Tweets guy if that happens. Guy who played Carl Winslow.
Richard something or other. No, not Richard. Reginald. Reginald Valjean.
All right. Here we are, everyone.
That dude only played cops. Like, he was a cop in Die Hard also.
That's true.
And I bet he did other things, but I bet he was also a cop. So, I forget how we got here, but the turtles are remembering stuff they couldn't remember. They see Splinter in the floating rocks and fire dimension.
Raph mentions that, like, the reason he led the foot back was because he wanted to make sure Splinter was okay, but Splinter
right,
was
he was
already,
in a hurry to see if Splinter was okay, but also they don't discover that Splinter's passed out until after the fight with the foot.
Yeah, but then they remember what Splinter did in the dream realm.
Right, because magic, I guess, I don't know.
All right, what other show do you want to talk about?
Let it happen naturally.
Oh, sorry.
So, Leonardo decides that he's going to fight Raph, but fair, so he straps a bag of corn to his leg, so they're both on one leg, and then they have a slap fight.
Yeah, just like in that episode of Full House. it's just like Leo and Raph are perfect strangers.
Which one's from Austria or whatever?
Austria.
I just picked a random country. I know. I have no idea where Balky's from.
I don't think it's a real country, probably.
That sounds safer.
I used to really like that show, but I don't know if I would like it now, so I don't want to watch it.
Yeah, I remember really liking that show also, but I
But it
also
may have been the slightly racist accent that I thought was hilarious because I was like six.
Yeah.
He talks funny.
That's true. And
now there's just a rapid secession. Succession? Secession is when you leave a country and you're a state and then start a civil war and then have monuments.
We get rapid fire flashbacks.
There we go.
The turtles are remembering fighting Splinter. I forget why. It doesn't matter.
Shredder.
Well, I
constantly say those names backwards.
I know, and it doesn't make any fucking sense. I don't know why I can't keep them straight.
One's a rat, one's a can opener.
I know. I'm aware. It's just in my head.
It's dumb. You have perfect recall of every episode of Family Matters, but you can't do this.
The files are misnamed in my brain. I tried to resave them, but it doesn't work.
Look at it just keeps going step by step, day by day. I can keep doing this.
It's Teen Angel. I can do it too.
It's more fun than this episode. Muppets Tonight.
You wish.
Are we out of TGIF?
Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
There it goes. Boy Meets World.
Was that TGIF?
Yeah.
Okay. More remembering about fighting.
Yeah. Just the same arguments.
literally,
like, over and over again.
Often word for fucking word. So we get to see Leonardo's in a headlock with Raph, and he's throwing green garbage he found on the floor at him.
It's like green popcorn or something.
I don't know. And then they remember...
Oh, they're remembering how, like, what would Splinter say or something.
Ah.
And Splinter's hollering at him.
Yeah, and he's hitting the motorcycle with the stick very ineffectually.
This is going to be a good 7-minute episode for us.
Nope, I'm not going to cut any of it.
It's probably for the best.
We can creep up to 30 minutes.
But just barely.
But Raphael's a brave warrior. Remember that time he got his ass kicked by a lot of foot ninja or rank or something?
They're interchangeable.
It doesn't matter at all. But Splinter is not in this episode.
Yeah, just in memories.
Maybe the actress who plays him wasn't available. Or there was some sort of production issue. I don't know.
Because I think, because Splinter would just solve this and be like, sit the fuck down, you fucking assholes.
Yeah, just bash their heads
stop
in with a stick.
Acting like twats.
Or just be like, Leonardo, you're not the leader anymore. Raphael, why don't you just get the fuck out? Because I'm done with you. You're a lost cause.
I mean, I guess if you were trapped in that teensy tiny room that they live in, even though you live in the sewers and they spanned underneath the entire city, and you could only go out at night, I mean, you would get cabin fever.
Yeah, but if you're up all night, then why not sleep all day?
Right? Like, I don't
why
know
are you
what's
always
happening.
Awake, except for when you collapse? Is that why they collapse?
Because they just stay awake until they can't anymore.
What a terrible existence.
It does seem just awful. It's like if we just lived in this living room and only got to go out to ride a motorcycle for 15 minutes once a night.
Is that why they're so excited to get in the fucking car?
Yes. Oh, now here comes this part where they do different styles of fights.
I guess they're wearing costumes now because they hate each other this much. I guess they start off with samurai outfits.
The ones from the third movie?
Sure.
I'm going to say it just because it makes it more fun.
Really wish that they flashed back to the movies.
That would have been awesome. Then they're, like, musketeers.
I guess. They got fencing foils, if nothing else.
It's really easy to obtain weapons as monsters.
Yeah, you just rob pawn shops.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's true. Then they joust.
Buckets on their heads, and they joust with traffic cone lances with boxing gloves. And then they got goddamn lightsabers and steel buckets on their heads.
Seemingly real lightsabers.
Donatello's been busy, and then a fucking pillow fight.
And this is where I thought they were just gonna collapse into each other and just make out.
Finally.
But no,
I was really hoping that we would get a shot of like one of the heads coming off because of the pillow fight.
Then they roll around on the ground and arm wrestle and make a bet, like whoever wins
gets to stay. Whoever loses has to get the fuck out. Which happens to be Raphael.
First of all, there's no way Leonardo could beat Raphael in an arm wrestling contest. Let's start there.
Sure. I will accept that.
But also, it's just stupid.
Yeah. Everything about this is fucking stupid. So we get an act break, and when we come back, Leonardo's punching the wrong part of a punching bag. That should be hung much higher. He's punching the very top where all of, like, the connections are. And as he's punching it, he's saying Raph with each punch, which is super weird, man.
Because he's so in love, and now his lover is leaving.
Yeah, so Raphael grabs his luggage, and it happens to be a Mary Poppins bag. So he starts loading all kinds of shit in it, including TVs, surfboards, punching bags, etc.
I mean, there's some level of realism sort of in this show.
I mean, there are magic dragons.
Right, but like that's explained. Why would he have this suitcase that can do this?
This bag of holding? I don't fucking know.
This bag of holding.
What it's called in Dungeons and Dragons.
What about in Harry Potter? What's it called?
An ever-expanding charm?
That sounds about right. Do you want me to call Katie and ask her?
Maybe.
She won't know if I call her, but if I don't call her, she will know.
Hermione could fix this whole thing, too.
Yeah, she would just kill them. She's got no patience for this.
And that is something I can admire. But Venus is, again, just like, hey, assholes, stop being assholes, please.
Yeah, because remember when you guys fought that puppet?
Yeah, like, they're not simultaneously fighting. Leonardo just runs out and covers its eyes, and then Raph jumps out again, just like we described the first time around. And they weren't teaming up, per se. I don't know.
They don't
have the clips to justify the narrative of this clip show.
Right.
They're just kind of making it up as though they were on a time crunch and had to fill in another 23 minutes.
So we filmed 12 minutes of episode and then 8 minutes of clips, or other way around, probably.
With approximately 4 minutes of storyline. So yes, Raphael puts that fucking heavy bag into his suitcase. You'll notice he never at any point will actually lift this suitcase.
Well, that's because there's a hole underneath of it now.
Well, yeah, but you can just shoot away from that hole and give him a real suitcase.
Yeah.
But whatever. So they remember coming back from the spirit realm because they fought Dormammu or whatever it was. And Splinter's back, so they're very happy.
And what did happen in the spirit realm? I remember them standing around. Yelling.
They met the dragons and then accidentally released them, even though they're not men, and he had to enter through men's dreams.
Right.
Or something. I don't know. Go listen to our episode.
No. I already did.
So, Venus, like we mentioned, you know, before, Venus is just trying to get them to stop being jerks. That's her role. That's her job. Also, she ain't great at it, but nobody's good at anything, and also, right. How can you possibly rein these douche pegs in?
There's also a lot of memories of King Wick.
Too many. I'll say it. Too many. Yeah. It was one episode, guys. You've right? mentioned it three times.
But don't worry. Here's a bone steel memory.
The only regular-faced human.
Regular-faced human. No Queeze memories, though. Yeah. I guess because it's not about Donatello.
Donatello could fuck right off.
Like, if they were like... Hey, remember all the times Donatello fucked us?
That's what they should bond over, is yeah. Donatello being a jackass and not being good at stuff. Because he puts them in danger more than anyone else.
Right? Raph just wants to ride his motorcycle.
Yeah, he just happens to find bad guys a lot. And you guys choose to go save him, even though he'd probably be fine or dead. Whatever. It's solve your problem either way. Leonardo says that he doesn't need Raphael around because he completely forgot the lessons learned in Ninja Turtles, the movie. Saying that will get him pummeled nearly to death, and then you'll have to take a trip off to the farm and you'll dump him in a suit or in a bathtub until he finally wakes up, and you sit on a stool sad until he does.
Yeah, no matter what continuity this is in, they've already learned this lesson at least once, if not 8 times.
Yeah, there are other stories to tell with them.
Even if you rehash it at the beginning, like they did.
Which they did. And again, right now.
Then they remembered...
They remember Raphael being nice to Andre, even though everyone else was asleep when this happened. They recall it with such clarity, it's almost as though it was caught on film.
But for all things considered, last episode was so dumb that it was sort of enjoyable. And this one is not enjoyable at all.
Well, you only feel that way because absolutely nothing is happening and nothing will in any way get resolved.
Ugh.
Venus confronts Leonardo and she's like, do you really want him to leave? He's like, yes, I do. Very unconvincingly.
Oh, but then he says, who would keep the machines running?
Fucking Donatello. He does machines.
It's in the song.
It's in a song. It's not in the song.
Yeah, but it's in... Donatello does machines.
I don't think that's how it goes. I suppose this wasn't, or that wasn't the theme song that they had. Three young turtles hear the news, chased mutants by a news.
Donatello does machines.
It's fucking, everything about this episode.
We're so close.
We're so close to being done, but we're not. So,
but we're not.
Leonardo randomly decides, fuck it, I'm leaving, because reasons.
Then they fight over who's gonna leave?
Yeah, and the other three just come and watch them fight. And then Venus is just like, assholes, stop being assholes! And it pauses them to the point where all four turtles rally against Venus.
Right?
Why? I don't know.
Because they're fucking pricks.
You're not wrong. Ugh.
Like, they're just like, yeah. Fuck this bitch, and her. I guess she's on her period. Because they're the worst.
Venus is just like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm done with you assholes. And then she goes to meditate. And then everybody's just like, what's with her? You made her mad. And then they just go sit on the fucking couch and rag on Venus.
I mean, I know they're teenagers, but still. Like, ugh.
Kill them, Venus. Just do it. Then you can have the show to yourself, and it might be good. Because you're the only competent one there.
Go strike a deal with Dragon Lord.
Be like, fuck it.
I'll get you these four if you don't eat me and leave me alone.
Tell you what, I'll give you these four turtles. You go back into the mirror. Everything will be cool. Cool? Great.
Great.
So Splinter finally fucking shows up, and he's like, what are you assholes doing? And they're like, we're being assholes to Venus. And then it ends.
That's the clip show.
It was fucking terrible. Why? Why clip show?
I don't know.
Is it hard to write these things? Because it doesn't seem like it would be.
They were gearing us up because the next four episodes are a four-parter.
Yeah.
So now we're prepared.
For what?
For four episodes about vampires.
Oh, fucking Christ.
Yeah.
This one...
Yes?
I suppose if you listen to this podcast and you've thought to yourself, maybe I should watch the show, skip the first 20 episodes and watch this episode, and then you can watch the remaining six without crushing your soul like we did.
Yeah, this one really brings you down.
It was... Why? Why did... Why? Why?
Because they needed 26 and they only had 25.
Well, we read the title of the last one, and it also sounds like it's going to be a fucking clip show.
So let's... Here's to hoping not. We'll see you in 5 weeks. Sky, what was the most turtle-rific part of this episode?
When Venus was just like, I'm done with you assholes, and walked away.
I'm going to say the lightsabers. Because it was something not from this show.
I don't know what happened, guys. The people working on the show were probably very nice.
Well, we know that for sure. You going to put that out?
Well, we only talked to the one.
Yeah, I guess everyone else could be the worst.
Someone, one of them was probably an asshole.
The guy who wrote the clip show.
Yeah, I'm going to edit that eventually.
Eventually.
What? It's a bonus episode. I can do it whenever.
Everyone bother Sky on Twitter to get the bonus episode out. Yeah, that's right. Everyone. But so that's it.
Yeah, I guess that'll do it for this week.
We'll go out with a whimper, not with a bang today. We apologize for the quality of this podcast. It is not our fault. We will do a really good job next time.
I think you mean to say the quality of this episode.
What did I say?
The quality of the podcast, for which I take great offense.
Oh, I meant that...
I know what you meant.
It'll sound as good as the others, it's just our attitude in it.
Yeah, well, like, we didn't we had nothing to work with. We had 4 minutes of plot in this episode.
I would say it was 8 minutes of total plot, but only 2 minutes of actual plot that they just kept doing over and over again. You guys are fighting? They're fighting. You guys are fighting? They're fighting.
Why are they fighting?
Because they're fighting.
Oh, okay.
Duh.
Will you stop fighting?
No, we're fighting.
Okay, well, but what if you did?
But Donatello does machines.
Oh, okay. Well, remember the time you did this? Doesn't actually emphasize my point
remember
at all.
King Wick?
Kinda. The end!
Ba-da-ba-ba-da-bum. You guys, I'm sure that Power Rangers podcast that you like, Morphin Grid? They probably did a really good episode this week. Go listen to that. Most of them are on that show.
Morphin Grid is on hiatus.
Son of a bitch!
They should be coming back to... Oh, wait, today's Monday. Should be back today, actually.
Okay, good. Their episode's probably way better than this one was.
Yeah, they're starting Lost Galaxy. Also, Fifth Draw just finished up a supersode of Gravity Falls. That's a pretty boss TV show, and other podcasts I like. Get former guests, current guests, whatever.
I don't know what Furby and Amy are doing, but they don't have a podcast.
No.
They're probably going back to work.
Probably. Who else have I been on? I've been on Fifth Draw Wild.
Just plug all of the episodes of things you've been on.
You can find me on Pokemon World Tour United. I was pretty long time ago. I was on like episode 13. I was Kent. I was the Pewter City gym leader. He a rock type. And Rose and Cobalt fought me, and I beat Rose the first time around. I was on GasCast talking about BattleBots. I realized my love for BattleBots is a result of me loving Pokemon, and BattleBots is basically real-life Pokemon. Didn't say that on the show, but it occurred to me later. I've been on Fifth Draw Wild a couple of times. I've been on the Morphin Grid. I was on during their Turbo season. We talked about some guy who had a tube of goo that would turn stuff into other stuff. I watched the Sentai episode. And the monster was actually the makeup artist for the bad guys. And what had happened was the main bad guy caught a shooting star and crushed it into a tube of youth regenerating lotion. So in the Sentai episode, the monster squirted it into a dude's face and he became young and left his wife to go make out with a young girl, which happened to be one of the Rangers. And he shot the goo onto a robot man who turned into a young robot man, because that's how robot men work. What else have I been on?
I don't know, but you're way more excited about that episode than this one.
That episode is hilarious. I've been mentioned on a bunch of other podcasts also.
Anyway, those are
check out Smash Fiction. That one's awesome.
Those are places to listen to Sky talk about something fun instead of the shit episode. The shit clip show of this Turtles show.
Yeah. The clip shows are terrible. Like, I remember, like, they were a thing that happened a lot, and it's just, they're not good. There's just a scrap of plot, and then stuff you've seen 100 times.
That episode of The Simpsons with the singing one is pretty good.
Yeah.
Because it's all good songs.
Right. Songs are different.
All right, well, fuck this. Let's go.
Yeah, this will be real easy to edit. We're only at like 39 minutes.
9 minutes long.
All right, so you can follow the show at failedpopculturewithnoe at the end on twitter.com. You can email the show at popculturefailure@gmail.com.
You ever check
follow
that email? Me. I always ask that.
I check it every week.
Okay, just checking.
We did not receive anything.
Radical.
Oh, just an update from...
just an update from Google to be like... You guys using this?
No, it's an update from the place where I host our website, giving me our stats and whatnot, reminding me that of our downloads and so forth. But I have not received any email from people, just automated robots. Which seems redundant, just robots.
Yeah.
You can follow me. I am at Sandwich Surplus.
Hey, we have a... We have a second review.
Oh, read that shit.
Oh, I'm Midwest Love Affair on Twitter. It's by JJ Mason. Is that Jake Mason?
That is Jake Mason. He hosts most of the podcasts I've been on, and he was a former guest.
Yeah, his episode's way better than this one. Go listen to that.
It was the Turtle Rave.
It's called The Lord's Work. No one asked Sky and Jake to do this. No one forced them to. They took it upon themselves to watch... Old shows that were bad then and worse now, so you don't have to. These guys are heroes, is what I'm saying. Don't let their sacrifice be in vain and listen to this podcast. Also, a 5-star review. That makes us still a 5-star podcast.
That was a good high five.
Yeah, it was.
Way better than the last one we tried to do.
That's because I looked at you this time.
Well played.
Trying to do it like cool TV high fives.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much, Jake. Other Jake.
What?
Not you.
Oh.
Jake Mason. It's very sweet of you to do so. If you guys want to leave us a rating and review and or review on the iTunes or wherever you do that, that would be great. It helps an algorithm where people can find our show. And it also just makes me feel warm and tingly on the inside, which is pretty nice.
It's true. Also, if you don't want to write a review, just tweet Sky. He'll send you our address. You can send us a bag of gold.
Yes. Yes, you could.
In lieu of reviews, we'll take bags of gold.
We're preparing for the apocalypse, so...
Force Friday happened. I have a lot of Funkos to buy. That's how I prepare for the apocalypse.
You are very well prepared then.
Yay! All right, bye everyone.
Bye.
Oh, fuck this. Ninja Turtles are on the scene. Mess with green and it's gonna get mean. Ninja Turtles are on the scene. Mess with green and it's gonna get mean.
All right, well, there's the first 3 minutes knocked out.
Don't put all that in there. Or do it. I don't give a fuck. 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 Ready?
Yeah.
Ready to, wait, hold on. I gotta change the setting on this so it doesn't keep disappearing.
Damn.
You know what, Sky? I will slap your face off your face.
Do it.
That was a lady,
Foot Ninja?
Foot Ninja, and she was beautiful.
Well, you know, they've got to have some ladies on their stunt team.